This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died, Buckingham Palace said Friday. The Duke of Edinburgh, as he was officially known, played a leading figure in the British royal family for almost seven decades. He had been by his wife's side throughout her 69-year reign, the longest in British history, during which time he earned a reputation for a tough, no-nonsense attitude and a propensity for occasional gaffes. The palace said in a statement, quote, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family joined with people around the world in mourning his loss," end quote. Prince Philip spent 4 weeks in hospital earlier this year for treatment for an infection to have a heart procedure, but returned to Windsor in early March. He was 99. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid tribute to Prince Philip, saying the country would mourn with the royal family and Queen Elizabeth. Johnson said, quote, "We remember the Duke, above all, for his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen, not just as her consort by her side every day of her reign, but as her husband, her strength and stay of more than 70 years," end quote. He added, quote, "And it is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today," end quote. Scottish First Minister Sturgeon says he's saddened by the Duke of Edinburgh's death. And the UK Labour Party leader Starmer says the United Kingdom has lost an extraordinary public servant in Prince Philip. Once again, Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died at age 90.